Danny Boyle, based in London, but you're coming back over to Donegal for this Rumble in the Hills, and it's a great card and great to see a Donegal fighter on it, and no doubt you're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing for it. I think it's an opportunity I didn't even know would ever come about. I always hoped I could fight back in Ireland when I moved over to London, but to be able to box in Donegal is something that I never thought would be possible. So I just want to say a massive thanks to Jason and Shear Sports and everyone for getting this event together.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up in London and how long you've been there.
I've been in London for about maybe 3.5 years now. Originally I went over there to work for Declan Boyle. I was working for him in Donegal over here in McCafferty's Bars, and I went over to work for him in London, and once I started out boxing again, I just decided that boxing was going to be my full-time passion then.
Now, Declan, well known by many, of course, from the rallying circuit. Yeah. He didn't try to tempt you to get into the car?
Oh, no, never. I don't think he'd trust me behind the wheel. The pub was enough for him, I think.
So just tell us a little bit about your boxing career to date.
Well, as an amateur, I boxed for Dunlow. I won national college titles twice, two different weights. I won the Dungarvan Box Cup as well, and I won an Ulster title with them as well. Once I went over to London after a few amateur fights, I got back into boxing doing the unlicensed for a while because I wasn't close to any amateur clubs, and I won a Southern Area title at that, and then I got the offer to turn pro, and once I took that, I just didn't look back then. I just put full force into boxing.
And the offer to turn pro, obviously a big decision, because you have to put 100% into it, and you can't be part-time like you are when you're amateur. So what was it, a no-brainer?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of people in London, like my coaches over there, were really pushing for me to turn over. And then, you know, I never wanted to be saying to myself, I wish I'd done this. I was still young, only 26. I was 25 at the time. And I thought, if I don't do it now, I'm going to look back in a few years and maybe regret if I don't find out what my potential is in the sport.
So what is the progression? What's the path forward from here?
Well, I'm hoping that if this becomes a regular event, I'd love to be able to box in Donegal as much as possible. And I really just want to get my hands on a title as fast as possible, really. And just get my name out there as a boxer, because I feel like my last fight I didn't perform well, so when this one coming home, I want to make sure I put on a great performance.
So tell us about your fight here in Letterkenny at the Aura Leisure Centre. Tell us a little bit about your opponent and what do you know about them?
Well, you know, there's been a few opponent changes this week. We're still finalising who it could be. There's still two people that's between, so I'm still waiting to confirm, hopefully 100%, but whoever turns up on the day is going to be, I'm going to be all over them, so that's all that matters.
And there'll be a big contingent from Dunlow and the Rosses and West Donegal.
Yeah, 100%. Since the event's been going, I knew everyone would be going mad for tickets, and there's a lot of local businesses looking to get involved, and even bars in Dunlow, the Bridge Inn, running buses and stuff, so it's going to be brilliant. I think it's going to be packed full of Dunlow people at night.
And this is great for Dunlow Boxing Club and all associated with it, because, you know, when somebody comes through and they've gone through the ranks and they go up, and they've a bit of success, that's what the younger guys look at.
Yeah, 100%. And there's even fighters that are, you know, you have Matthew McCall fighting the elites this week, and for him, I think he's going to go very far in amateur and hopefully make the Olympics this year. He's definitely got the potential, and for him to see an opportunity like this where he can box still locally at home and turn professional, for people like that, it's a massive goal to be able to achieve. And now that you see a pathway at home, it's going to open doors for a lot more people, especially the younger ones as well, coming through the club.
Because it doesn't matter where you're from. I mean, you know, everybody starts off somewhere. It can be a small club, but the sky's the limit.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like a lot of us up in Donegal probably never thought, you know, professional was an option, because unless you're in like Belfast and Dublin, where, you know, there's a lot put into it, a lot of backing, especially from, you don't really see that opportunity up here. And usually when we have to travel to box on these shows, even if it's amateur, so the fact that now it's in our home and that we have that pathway for everyone here, everyone knows they can make it, and there's a path for the younger generation now.
And finally, just your pro career to date, how many fights have you had?
I've had 3 so far. I won my first 2 by decision, and my last one was a draw against an undefeated fighter as well. So I'm looking forward to, I felt like I very underperformed a lot in that last fight. There's a few factors, but I'm looking just to put on a good show now and show that I'm a lot higher level than I was in that last fight.
So we're a couple of weeks out yet. So what's the training regime now for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, the next two weeks will be full intensity. Get as much sparring, pad work and running as possible, and strength training. And then the last week I'll be teetering down, just make sure the weight's right, and then make sure I feel fresh to go in on Saturday.